The General Services Administration's Western Regions conference scandal still leaves a bad taste in the mouths of some agencies. Spending on government conferences drops by $3 billion between 2010 and 2013. The Office of Management and Budget told agencies to cut travel spending by 30% back in 2012. But federal employees gain benefits at conferences that money can't buy. Bob Hale is a fellow at Booz Allen Hamilton, former Undersecretary of Defense Comptroller and former Executive Director of the American Society of Military Comptrollers, and writing that conferences are still valuable and useful to people in government. Bob, it's terrific to have you back on the program. Thank you for letting me know about this piece. And I got to give you a lot of credit. You admit your own bias early in this piece as the former head of ASMC. And it's not just to me the ASMC Professional Development Institute that it seems you're indicating is valuable here, but there are lots of conferences and opportunities to gather with peers that federal employees right now are missing out on. What are some of the prime areas of value to the conference that you're writing about and to others that people may or may not have the opportunities to attend anymore?
Well, Francis, first, thank you for the chance to be here. You know, I think there are two main things that conferences like the PDI provide. First, a strong program of training and professional development. I mean, I'll talk about the PDI because I know it well, but I think it applies to many other conferences as well. At the PDI, you can the participants learn everything from audit readiness to budget formulation to fiscal law and a lot in between. They have a chance to hear from the most senior leaders in the Department of Defense financial management community. Moreover, it's very valuable, and I can attest this personally, to senior leaders in the department. I mean, I always made sure during my 7 years as Air Force Comptroller and 5 years as DOD Comptroller that I went to the PDI and that I spoke. It gave me a chance to put out my message personally and to have at least some interaction with the workforce that is otherwise spread around the world and difficult and expensive to visit. So good for the participants in the training, and good, I think, for senior managers in terms of their ability to put forth their message.
One of the elements that you write about in this piece that I think is useful and doesn't get enough attention when people focus on how much are we spending on conferences is the idea exchanges that happen in between the sessions and classes and fora are just as important or maybe more important than the opportunities to sit in a, you know, in a standard operating procedure conference with speakers at the front of the room and the audience filling up the seats.
I agree with you, Francis. As I'd walk around the PDI, either as when I was there as a senior leader or when I was there running ASMC, you'd see constant conversations. Some of them were between the events. Some of them were social, but many of them were, what's going on at your base or installation? What are you doing about this problem? There's also, I like to call it the kind of Jane knows John phenomena. When you've got a workforce that is spread out, as DOD, DOD workforce is, it's helpful for them to get a chance occasionally to meet the people they're talking to on the phone or exchanging emails, so they have some rapport when there's a problem they need to jointly solve. And you can only really do that with conferences. So I think it's yet another reason why they are valuable.
We've seen a lot of a push when it comes to training and education and learning in government toward online courses, virtual training, things like that. How do you make the argument, do you think, that in-person, face-to-face conferences and training are still valuable, Bob?
Well, first off, I think online training is very valuable, and classroom training probably should make up the predominant amount of the training offered to financial managers and to others. I mean, I started a course-based certification program for DOD financial managers when I was the comptroller, and most of that training is online. But there's some things you can't do online. I just mentioned one of them, the John Knows Jane. You can't actually see the person. I think it's also helpful for people in the workforce to see their senior leaders and to hear from them. At this PDI that I wrote about a year ago, they had Secretary Bob Gates, then former Secretary Bob Gates, Secretary of Defense, speak. At the last PDI, Mike McCord, my successor at the Pentagon, now the comptroller and CFO, spoke. And also Thad Allen, a former commandant of the Coast Guard, spoke, though not a member of the DoD financial community. I mean, I think it's useful for people to actually see some of their senior leaders. So those are things only conferences can do, and in limited doses, but not zero, I think they are highly valuable.
After the conference scandal that I mentioned at GSA in 2012, we saw some of the cutbacks that I mentioned as I brought you on the program, Bob. Have some of these conferences recovered? We've seen a little bit of a shakeout, and there are some things that have consolidated or they've gone away altogether. But overall, the health of the community of opportunities for people to get together in these kinds of environments, do you think that's coming back, or will it ever come back?
Well, I think it is recovering. Again, I know the PDI best. It was actually canceled. The entire thing was canceled in 2013 because of sequestration. It's now back up to perhaps a half the level it was at in the years before 2012, and all the limitations were placed. So, but still a healthy gathering of a couple thousand people at the last one. So it's recovering. I suspect others are. But there's lingering concern in the Department of Defense among some of its senior managers at OMB and in Congress. And I think it will take years of effort by those who put on and support the conferences to restore them back to where they were or close to where they were. But I think they'll get there. People recognize their value, or at least I think many people do. And I've talked to a number of managers in the department that have said, yeah, you know, we got to just kind of lay low for a while, but we recognize that it's useful to send some of our people to these things, and we'll keep trying.
For people who put conferences like this on, is there maybe a level of proactivity in dealing with Congress, to whatever extent that's possible, to be able to explain to them why so many people, for example, with PDI from the Defense Department and right. The defense community, should participate in things like this? Is it beneficial, do you think, to explain those benefits to potential overseers to make sure that they've kind of got a heads up in advance of why there might be a bunch of people going to one?
Well, I suspect that the impartiality of would be quickly questioned if the leaders of these private organizations like the American Society of Military Comptrollers went up on the Hill. But what they can do is continue to put on strong programs of professional development and training. For example, the PDI, after we started this Defense Financial Certification Program, revamped its courses so that many of them are now directly support those who are seeking certification. So I think it made it even more valuable. And the other thing they've got to do is pass the Caesar's Wife test on any kind of social events. They can't be during working hours. And even the ones that are after hours have to have kind of reasonable levels of entertainment, modest levels, I would say, so that, as I say, they can pass the Caesar's Wife test. I think that's the best thing to do, to concentrate on making these conferences valuable. And over time, I believe they will win back the leaders of the department, and Congress will kind of go along with it, I think.
You write in this piece, I hope that over time the federal government will move toward encouraging after-hours events that are both appropriate in their nature and contribute to making government work better. And that kind of gets back to what I was talking about earlier in our conversation, where my experience is that some of the best information exchanges and networking opportunities are in those after-hours or events or between programs events, where people have an opportunity to do the kinds of things that you talked about. What are you doing at your location?
Right.
Here's what I'm doing at my location. Is this a case of determining that something is common sense when determining what those appropriate levels are and what those appropriate activities are? Or should there maybe be a set of best practices or standards that are implemented so that there's never any question?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's probably not a bad idea. I don't know that it exists now. I think for the moment, it is being governed by common sense. I mean, the PDI, for example, used to have a banquet at the end. I mean, it was not a lavish banquet. There was a band afterwards, but that was about it. Most of it was awards, and the food was good, but not we're not talking high class restaurant kind of food. They canceled that after all of this, and you know, it was one more example of a lost opportunity for some continued networking. I hope they can gradually go back to those sorts of events. because I agree with you, and based on my experience as a government leader and as running the conferences themselves, they are valuable, at least in my view, and I think that will prevail. I asked at one point all of the senior SESs that worked for me and many in the services. It was one of our staff meetings. I said, okay, tell me frankly what you think of the PDI. I recognize I ran the thing for a while, but you also know me well, and I'm willing to be told that it ought to be changed or even abolished. And to a person, they said, oh, no, don't abolish it. We need this to recognize our people, to train them, and to provide some sort of interaction among them. So they were, to a person, supportive, and I was pleased by that because I think they would have told me if they thought it wasn't useful.